You are listening to the Bridge Commission Audio Walks, a new annual commission that marks the opening of the Serpentine Sackler Gallery, for which internationally acclaimed authors have been invited to write short texts, lasting for the duration of the walk between the two buildings. You will be able to download a new story on the first Tuesday of each month from the Serpentine Gallery's website, serpentinegalleries.org. This story was written by German dramatist and author René Polesch. René Polesch is the author of the plays World Wide Web Slums and Cappuccetto Rosso. The Bridge Commission audio walks are supported by Bloomberg.
I declare war on the empty space. Bert has built a great space. Several banners from previous Volksbühne performances hang in the background. And then the design workshops have built us a tank out of wood, life-size. Pretty impressive. That's our set. The tank and a few banners hanging in the background vertically from the ceiling. Otherwise, the space is empty. Then, in rehearsal, you have to think about what to do with it. The obvious association is, of course, war. And there you have to watch out. In this sort of theatre framework, everything always immediately looks like it's meant critically. We're working, though, on something about a perspective on the abolition of death. So not something about pacifism. Everyone's against violence and diseases. But on this particular theatre evening, we're against death. The tank is occupying the empty space in our case. The empty space, appealing to our powers of imagination, has always been significant for the theatre, whether Peter Brook's or Shakespeare's. But you can free it from this imagination misunderstanding with the help of Foucault's The Order of Things, in which it turns up as the mute foundation of an invisible order. The empty space is namely the opposite of freedom. Here, the empty space has to be occupied or removed. The order of the empty space has to be occupied with markers. Whenever a person who's speaking for us all enters, it has to be said, just as an archaeologist who's concerned with language which pre-exists us would say, "We'll tell you first who's speaking and that he comes from an order we can't see, or can't see anymore. That man there who's speaking is white, male, heterosexual." So an empty space demonstrates fairly well how closed in the human consciousness is compared with what's possible. All this switched-on whiteness which divides living beings from one another. After all, you can imagine anything in an empty space. Any monstrosity can be conjured up out of the depths we somehow assume exist in a person. We can indeed always imagine anything at all. And how could one now prove that a certain classification and order still go beyond any power of imagination and every possible thinking? It's not the inventions of fabulous beings or any old monsters which the Chinese encyclopedia adds to all other existing fictions. No, as I said, it creeps into what we're capable of imagining at all when faced with a white piece of paper, faced with an empty space, and it amazes us with the slightness of distance with which it brings these beings into a contagious closeness compared with other methods of ordering. It amazes us with the unimaginable without any modification of real bodies, thus making clear for the first time that here an order invisible to us rules, which can normally imagine anything and thus precisely nothing. Everything possible is imaginable. Here, everything is imaginable, and one must savour this thought because it is precisely the limit of our thinking. Let's not be smug about our power of imagination. It's utterly limited. The more it exceeds the goal, the more limited it is. The imagination is the limit. When a woman makes approaches to other women and not to her husband and their children, that is impossible to fantasize using your imagination. The whiteness of a piece of paper draws a line through it. A utopia is therefore the opposite to cloud cuckoo land. The problem is that one can indeed imagine anything. Imagining everything all the time aims at the impossible all the time. The point should be to remove the place, the foundation, where living beings can land up next to each other. In this Chinese encyclopedia, the foundation disappears. Disappearing is actually the only thread running through the Chinese encyclopedia. The sheer impossibility of imagining the radical dissimilitude of the classes and groupings arranged in your encyclopedia bear witness to a limit to thinking. The labour of order in terms of living beings, dividing them up according to their similarities and their differences, and particularly right here, where, since distant times, language intersects with space.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the Bridge Commission audio walks, visit serpentinegalleries.org.